man entering the jail cell is a professional thief, typical of thousands of his kind. He has devoted years of what might have been a productive and useful life to the development of his skill as a shoplifter. He's made the grade. To his associates in crime and to the police, he's known as a good booster. This man, a detective on a city police department, is part of a shoplifting detail. His job is a constant battle against the boosters who have made shoplifting a multi-million dollar business. As a law enforcement officer, he recognizes the professional thief as a formidable foe of legitimate commerce. By conservative estimate, the nation's retailers lose in excess of $250 million annually to shoplifters. For the thief in his jail cell, business is temporarily at a standstill. He's been here before and will almost certainly return to this or a jail like many others of his kind. He has consistently evaded a lengthy jail sentence. After short terms of imprisonment, he's back on the street again, up to his old tricks. The loot on the table was gathered by this professional shoplifter during a few hours' tour of business houses in an average city. On this trip, he chose appliances. It might have been something different tomorrow. Some of his victims will be unaware of their losses until notified by police. Here's where the booster plies his trade, employing a wide variety of techniques to avoid detection. While he may select a store for items which are easily fenced or sold for a quick profit, he'll strike wherever an opportunity presents itself. Sometimes his method is quite simple, almost obvious. The female of the species has the protective coloring of a typical woman shopper. Without a purse when she entered the store, she selects a purse and removes the tag while the clerk is occupied with a paying customer. A few personal articles from her own pockets give the purse a new owner. By pretending interest in a back shelf item, the thief may turn the clerk just long enough to accomplish her purpose. In most stores, shoppers are encouraged to look over the merchandise. But when the booster is left to browse unattended, there'll be empty hangers in the clothes racks. Teenaged amateurs are a special problem. Usually in groups, they move quickly on displays of small, attractive items. The professional booster works efficiently and with considerable poise from the moment she enters the store. Ladies at a bargain table have no time to watch for shoplifting. To store personnel and customers, she's just part of the crowd. But the bird's eye view tells another story. an attractive customer is courteously assisted in her careful selection of three dresses. The dress of her choice goes under her own. Now she'll make sure the clerk is busy before she returns two dresses to the rack. Thieves are always eager to capitalize on the negligence of others. A purse put aside for just a moment may be an added bonus for the alert booster. Here's an invitation to any thief. And as the purse goes, so goes the sale. When it's worn by a professional shoplifter, a full skirt may cover a lot more than you think. Bloomers under the skirt hold a lot of merchandise. Now a clever booster uses a gimmick which completely shields the theft from all but the sharpest eyes. Watch closely. Here's how it was done. Another favorite of the trade is the trick box, a carefully prepared parcel with a spring flap for easy loading. It looks like just another package when carried by the booster. He chooses technical volumes and books which will have a good resale value. On another day, he may use the box to steal something else. Designed to attract the legitimate customer, the counter display also attracts the booster. baby clothes would seem to be the intended purchase of this casual shopper. But again, appearances are deceiving. Maybe there's a little old lady who chatters constantly, paws through the merchandise, and has never been known to make a purchase. She's a nuisance, and she knows it. The point is, you may not know a booster when you see one. A proven aid to many a thief is a top coat worn nonchalantly over one shoulder. Among those who consider shoplifting the most lucrative of all crimes, the most consistent moneymaker is the drug addict, whose habit may cost him more than $100 a day. He will rely upon his talent as a booster to keep himself supplied with drugs. While looking over a tray of expensive rings, the thief has a cheap ring hidden in one hand. As he turns the clerk, he takes a costly ring from the tray and replaces it with the cheap one of similar appearance. Later, he will bargain with an unsuspecting buyer for a handsome profit on the stolen ring. The eventual target of this booster is one of much greater value than a handkerchief. But this small purchase is made in order to obtain a sales slip, an essential part of his operation, for which he's already paid. This is fact, not fiction. It's happened many times. The thief had no trouble in getting out of the store with a television set. Now he'll peddle it for the best price he can get. If he didn't have a buyer in mind when he made his boost, he'll have no trouble finding one. It's just a matter of knowing the right people. For a share in the profit, his connection will provide a customer who will ask no questions. At just the right moment. Somewhere in the thousands who cross the store's threshold, there's a professional thief. Perhaps she is separated from her accomplice, trying something on her own. Realizing that she's been seen, she heads for the door, with an alert floor walker in pursuit. But the thief has planned for just such an emergency and pauses at a counter where her accomplice is waiting. And the floor walker still pursues her. Shoplifting teams work with precision. While a charming booster looks over a few sweaters An accomplice waits for her signal. The clerk's attention is diverted, the signal is passed, and the accomplice moves into action. Another team may use a man to engage a clerk, then lead him away from the scene so that his partner may move in. The well-dressed villain removes several suits from the rack, then boldly creates the impression that he's a sales representative, leaving with sample clothing he couldn't sell. And here come the creeps. Three men enter the store and take different routes to attract clerks in the intended area of operation. The fourth partner in crime lags behind to make sure that his confederates are doing their job. Now he can go about his work knowing that he won't be bothered with salespeople. Later, the team will meet to share the loot. By operations such as this, a good booster may easily net in excess of $200 per day. Many who are jailed for criminal offenses, release from custody means the beginning of a new way of life. In the case of the professional thief, however, the brief jail terms which interrupt his career seldom cause him to seek legitimate employment. In most cases, he will be unimpressed by the real purpose of his jail sentence. Officially, he has paid his debt to society. He'll be back, in one city or another, looking for a chance to make a score, to steal wherever he has the opportunity. Boosting is his business.